In the KSRO kitchen, as we move from the greenhouse to the kitchen, it's the Good Food Hour with me, Steve Garner, and Chef John Ash. Good morning, Chef John Ash.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well on this last Saturday of June.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Pretty hot yesterday in town. Yeah,
but at the same time, it was so beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. The Good Food Hour, we have the pleasure of two chefs this hour. We want to start with Brian Limoges. Brian is the chef of a restaurant called Enclos in Sonoma. And John, we had a chance to check out Enclos right before they opened last December.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we were stunned with how beautiful the renovation was of this gorgeous Victorian house, the decor, the food, the service. We kind of had an inkling that there were great things to come for this restaurant. And that was realized just a few days ago when Enclos won almost an unprecedented 2 Michelin stars at the awards ceremony in Sacramento. It's very rare for any restaurants to have 2 Michelin stars. There's only 14 of them in all of California, much less a restaurant that just opened around 6 months ago. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning, and congratulations to you and your team.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it was great meeting you in December and then having you in the studio with John and me, and you brought some magnificent foods for us to taste. And I guess we could say we were surprised, but I don't think we really were surprised that Michelin immediately recognized you and the team. I know it's been a whirlwind these past several days. What's the wait now to get a reservation?
Well, we just opened up the books for September and October, so there might be a couple left in there, but it's going to be pretty difficult going forward, which is, it's definitely a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have. So would you give us the 1-minute synopsis of who was the visionary behind this before you came aboard?
Yeah, so I think it came from the McClowns. They own this building, and they own Stonehead Farm Winery. And they, you know, our late founder, Mac, really wanted to, make he's very passionate. He's very passionate about wine in general. And he always said, you know, great food to go with great wine. And so I think at every turn, they just wanted to continue to refine their vision. And that was one that was filled with sustainability and just really high quality hospitality.
So the restaurant is located right in downtown Sonoma, correct?
That's right.
Just off the square.
Just off the plaza, yep.
So what was it before?
It was a Stonehead Farm owned it previously and was kind of doing limited dinners. It was a Thai restaurant before that, and it was an Italian restaurant before that. So it's been a restaurant for, you know, a very long time, but I don't think that it's, you know, obviously it's not the level that we have it now or the type of renovation. So it has been, you know, there's a lot of history here in the world of cooking.
Well, initially you had as far as the restaurant was the layout of it, the prefix dinners, and then on the other side was a more casual dinner. Is that still operating?
Yeah, so the inside is tasting menu only. Outside is for our collectors of the winery. We do invite locals and people that are familiar with the restaurant in on a limited basis that, you know, first come, or just like, you know, if there's availability. But yeah, it's still the same a la carte out in the lounge, kind of a more upscale wine bar, and inside is the tasting menu.
So the tasting room, that's booked out into September, October. But the casual next door, can you do walk-ins, or do you need to make reservations for that?
It's very much encouraged to do do reservations. We do take some walk-ins, but most of the time it's reserved for local collectors, and that's kind of, you know, a benefit of being a member of the wine club. So it's, you know, they're very supportive, and we're very lucky to have such a group of passionate, supportive, people.
So do you have the New York Times calling you now?
Not quite yet, but there are a few interviews I've done.
You're not going to say who those were with?
No, I mean, it's just local news at this point. I think Okay. I think we've gotten national attention, and you know, there are it's been a whirlwind. I'm just coming up for air, so there's a very real possibility that somebody could have sent an email like the New York Times, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, great. And you also have a sensational wine list we should mention too.
Yeah, absolutely. Ian Cobb is our wine director and general manager, and we feature Stonehedge Farm on there as a flight and within our. Within our pairing, that goes with the tasting menu, but it's also, you know, it's a very vast list. We just earned a Wine Spectator Award for that list, so really special, and just goes to, you know, it's a reflection of the quality and, you know, broadness we want to have with everything.
So could you give us a little look at the menu, a couple? Your favorite.
Some of the highlights of the menu as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, definitely. There's a few that we kind of work around that have been that people really love and that we really love serving. The one that comes to mind is the 60-day dried tuna belly. So we dry the tuna belly and then we serve it with Kochikari rice coming from Sacramento. So a traditional short grain Japanese rice, not typically found in United States. Traditionally, it's done in Japan, but we have this woman that's amazing. She's an architect by trade. Her name's Wendy, and was passionate about rice and didn't want to import it every time she wanted to enjoy it. So she started this rice farm. It's up in Sacramento. So this is the story we tell guests. We present the tuna in front of them, and we just talk about the bond between this dried tuna belly that we're very passionate about, and then this rice that she's very passionate about, and how well they go together. And then we feature succulents from our garden that goes on that, and then a sauce made from passion fruit and sea urchin.
And let's jump on to dessert. What is the most popular dessert?
Well, Sophie Howe, our pastry chef, she's from Wisconsin, and she's, you know, she grew up eating, it was like a strawberry pretzel salad. And so that's kind of one of the desserts that we end with. And it's an homage to her time in Wisconsin. And it's plated very beautifully, like in a glass bowl with jasmine underneath. It's very beautiful.
I love that there's a regional sense of representing who's doing your pastries. I think that's great. Enclos, are you open, 5 days a week or what?
We're open Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay. Wednesday through Saturday. Wednesday through 4 days. And if you want a reservation, you're going to look into September, October at this point, correct?
That's right, yeah.
All right. Enclos, E-N-C-L-O-S in Sonoma, just received 2 Michelin stars on Wednesday, one of the highest honors in the restaurant business. Congratulations. You're bringing honor to Sonoma. Continued great success with you and your team. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Wonderful talking with you. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll meet another great chef restaurateur who's got a gorgeous new cookbook out. It's been out for several months, but it also received one of the highest cookbook award honors in the business just a couple of weeks ago. And he'll be joining us right after these messages. It's Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KS Hardo Kitchen.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9701. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9701. That's 800-507-9701. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
At American Ag Credit, we're pleased to return a portion of our profits to our customer owners with cash back payments totaling more than $1.2 billion since 2005. That's a difference maker for customers like Braden Weens of Double W Cattle.
Working with American Ag Credit, knowing that I am an owner and that I do get that patronage, it's reassuring to me that they have my best interest in mind.
For more information, visit agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. This is America's longest-running radio food show, started in 1987, and we're still doing it 38 years later. This is the first time we've had a chance to say hello to another Michelin-starred chef and restaurant. In the studio with us today is Chef Rogelio Garcia, and he is the proud owner of one Michelin star, correct?
Correct.
And for what restaurant?
So, yeah, my name is Rogelio Garcia. The restaurant is Oro, A-U-R-O, in Calistoga.
When did you receive your Michelin star?
So the first Michelin star was 2023. It was such an exciting moment in my career. I mean, I was born in Mexico City, but I grew up in Napa. So, you know, the excellence of Napa Valley in cuisine, wine, restaurants was very prominent in me growing up.
You knew about it.
So Michelin was always, you know, ever since I can remember and ever since I can... you know, think of what that was and what that meant. I've only dreamed of, you know, getting a star as a young cook.
So when you graduated from, I'm assuming you went to like Vintage High School or?
I did, yeah.
In
Crusher.
Napa?
I did, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so Vintage High School. Crusher.
A real, real local guy.
Yeah.
And did you start working in restaurants as a teenager?
I did. So I was sophomore year into junior is when I got my first job in the heart of Yountville.
Where'd you work?
So there was this small deli called Cucina a la Carte in Villaggio in a spa. It's not there anymore. The hotel is there.
In the Villaggio.
The Villaggio, uh-huh. Yeah. And man, banquets, weddings. I mean, I got the taste really early of what a 1,000 people banquet looks like and what it takes to wash all the dishes for sure.
And then from there?
And then from there, you know, I was focused. I really wanted to graduate high school. So I actually took acting classes all through high school and theater. So I wanted to do that. I remember talking to my brother, my young brother, and saying, look, I'm going to get an agent. I really want to do this. I wasn't very good, and I don't come from entertainers in my family. I don't know why it caught my eye, and I kept taking it all through high school, and I was set on it. The same time that I started in kitchens. Uh-huh. But I just, I love eating. I love eating as a kid. I love food. My mother's an amazing cook. And being in Napa just, you know, it made it happen for me.
So then you went on to work at other restaurants.
Where I did. I was, you know, I was just, you know, every kitchen that I worked through became my classroom, right? I learned from the chef. I took ideas. I loved the creative aspect of it, the seasons, all that stuff. And I look back at some of the stuff that I was doing in my early years, and I was thinking, wow, I can't believe I was doing that stuff. You know, like I was mixing ingredients, making vinaigrettes, things that I was just having fun with.
So what were the restaurants you worked at in Napa?
So I worked, had a stint at Chandon at the time.
Domaine Chandon.
Domaine Chandon. I worked at Hurley's with Bob Hurley.
Bob,
you know, man, he's an amazing, amazing guy.
He's a legend.
What a first chef that I you know, saw of how much he cared about the staff, about the guests, really driven by the community. I mean, you know, and to this day, I saw him. I mean, I kind of lost touch with him because he, you know, he closed Hurley's. Mm-hmm. He moved on, and he came into Oro, and he gave me a huge hug, and, you know, I gave him a book, and it was very, very exciting to reminisce because he, you know, I was 16, 17 when I worked with him.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, time has flown by for sure, but I'm glad that he's doing so well.
And then you've worked at other four-star restaurants.
I did. Like, I did all my stints in the Napa Valley. I would say the first job that I think catapulted me as a chef when I was 25, 26 was Angel with mm-hmm. Bettina Ruas. Mm-hmm. Great mentor, great friend now, restaurateur, showed me a lot. And so, you know, I feel like I did very well as a young chef there. And then I said, you know, after 15 years of cooking in Napa, I want to move on to a bigger city. So I went to San Francisco and I spent about 8-9 years there. I worked for Tracy Desjardins.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Spruce, Luce.
Oh, boy.
So kind of, you know, I was there before the pandemic, during the pandemic, and then after. And then I was working on Convivir, which is my cookbook. And I really wanted to be in Napa when the book was out. So I started the book in San Francisco, living in Marin.
Oh.
But I said, you know, this book, it's a piece of me of growing up in Napa. And so it just kind of came to be that Four Seasons was kind of opening. They had this beautiful space. I launched my idea. They were super excited. And so we kind of, you know, made my way back to Napa. And
wonderful.
So here I am.
You came home.
I came home. It was a homecoming for sure. Yeah.
So the book is Convivir, Convivir. I have heard several of my Mexican friends pronounce this Convivir.
Convivir.
Now,
yeah.
How are you saying it?
Convivir.
Convivir.
Yes.
Now, they said Convivir.
Convivir.
With a B.
With a V, yeah.
So either way,
yeah.
It just
Yes, it's the Spanglish, you know.
Yeah, Spanglish. And what does that mean?
Well, it means to live together.
Together.
In the spirit of the pandemic, you know, we all know what happened to the restaurant industry, right? So a lot of people got laid off. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people lost faith in the restaurant industry. You know, we didn't have a pension, a 401k. A lot of people were living, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And so I wanted to kind of give back to the immigrant, you know, workers as well, and that kind of community of, you know, there's still hope, and we can kind of bridge the gap by food. You know, food has power, and it connects us all. And so, in that spirit, is where the book was born. Mm-hmm. And so, the recipes are, I would say there's three versions of them. One of them is my mother's cooking that I kind of grew up eating, very traditional. The second is, you know, takes on tradition, but also with the Napa Valley flair to it, like seasonality. Mm-hmm. And then the third will be a little bit of a, you know, a more refined take on some of them. And so that's the way that we approach the book.
And so was the idea that you would focus on Mexican?
I did. Yeah, it was. Growing up in Napa, I learned how to cook out of France, out of Spain, you know, Italy, things like that. So I ate Mexican food, you know, all through growing up, but somehow in my career, I didn't see any Mexican chefs that were making an impact, or anybody that looked like me at the forefront of cooking.
Heading a kitchen.
Heading a kitchen, exactly. So I went with what was in front of me, right? Caviar, lobster, all these things. And so I loved it. I mean, French food, to me, I mean, it's the first cuisine that I learned how to cook. And I remember pulling out Alain Ducasse cookbooks and Joe Robuchon and, you know, all these things, escargots, and I loved it. But then I felt like I was losing myself and not really understanding who I was and my roots. So it actually began there. When the pandemic hit, it just catapulted it more. And I started talking to historians. I started, looking at books that came out. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of Pujol and Enrique Olvera. I remember one of the videos that came out of him on YouTube of him explaining what Pujol was at the time. Maybe this is like 15 years ago. I remember sitting my mom down and saying, "This is the guy I want to be like, Mom. This is the chef that is making an impact in Mexican cuisine." And I don't feel like I know anything about Mexico growing up here. And so I had to, you know, lose all my recipes and start new, right? Teaching myself about masa, teaching myself about classic dishes, even tapping into my mother's cooking and saying, why did we do this? I only knew things about Mexico through my mother. You know, she talked about how the people were so giving, even when they didn't have a lot themselves, and how beautiful the holidays were. So I wanted to kind of put that into the book.
You include that, recipes for holidays.
I do, yeah, yeah.
For a tamale party?
Tamale, tamalada, uh-huh. A couple cocktails, champurrado, things like that that I love to kind of do that. And the amount of love and support from, you know, not just the Mexican community, but just all around, I think it's still growing. I think there's a lot to discover in Mexico, and I'm just super excited to be able to have this book out. And a lot of effort went into it, a lot of sweat and tears.
Well, obviously it was recognized by the James Beard Society, effort.
Yes, it was such a, yeah.
And were you in Chicago when the award was given?
I was. This was 2 weeks ago. I was in Chicago. I took my co-writer, Andrea.
Andrea Lawson Gray.
Andrea Lawson Gray. She had a big part of the book. I think for me it was very important to have somebody that can tell the story the right way. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that until we were in, of how she was also very connected into the story, and was able to kind of tell it the right way. And we went to Chicago. We sat in the ceremony in hopes of winning. And I remember when they do call the book out, I looked down at my feet and I had to take it, it for me it was like 10 minutes, but it was probably like a millisecond. But I was just super grateful, you know, because you don't really know when you start things like this where they're going to head. And specifically, I'm not a writer per se, right? Like I'm a cook. I love restaurants. I love the attention to detail. So to be able to have something that people feel inspired, I feel lucky and blessed to be here.
It's a great story, mm-hmm. isn't it? Wonderful story.
So what were the successes?
Successes of the book.
Of the book, yeah.
Of the book.
The recipes that you're particularly proud of.
Well, I would say one of them is my mother's Spanish rice. I grew up with that rice. It brings me back
was Mexican a la Robles?
A la Robles. So I made it. A la Robles is my mother's last name. So her name is Irma Robles. A la Robles is a homage to the rice that she cooked for us for many, 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 many years.
So what is it?
So it's a classic rice, right? So it's tomatoes, onions, garlic, toasted rice. You add chicken stock. But the beautiful thing about it is you put these peppers over the top. They're almost like they're jalapenos, but they're stuffed with cheese. And then you cook it with, you cover it and then you cook it with the peppers on top. So you get this almost smoky, spicy rice that it just brings me back. You know, and I feel like to this day I can't make it quite like she can make it. Moles are a big thing as well.
And so these are stuffed jalapenos.
Stuffed jalapenos, right.
And with a panela, the Mexican panela. Cheese.
Yeah, the panela cheese, which is a little firm and it melts. And, you know, I grew up eating all through growing up.
We did a show specifically on Mexican cheeses a number of years ago. You're a big fan of the Mexican cheeses.
Yeah.
The Oaxacan and all of those.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people don't know about it unless they go to the Mexican market and see these cheeses and try them.
Right, yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of effort in bringing these ingredients to the States now. Yeah. I mean, Rancho Gordo did a huge, a big impact in at least any chef that, you know, loves legumes and beans and stuff like that, so...
Well, this is a beautiful homage. Was there any of the restaurants, any of the recipes also attributed to your mom besides the Mexican rice a la ropes?
Yeah, we do these tortitas de espinaca, so the spinach kind of fritters.
Tortitas.
So they're spinach, eggs, flour, cheese, and she used to kind of pan fry them, vegetarian. Mm-hmm. But we used to eat so much of those after... After school, before school, oh my God, like, you know.
But you added some extra ingredients.
I did. I took a little twist. You know, I didn't grow up with recipes, right? And so,
of course,
I had to take things that I can remember, and you know, also use my mother as an inspiration.
So she had to verbally tell you a lot about this Mexican a la Robles, how she makes it.
She did.
You watched her do it.
I did. I watched her do it, and she also, you know, asked me for 50% commission. You know, so.
Now, you're very lavish in your praise for your mom and how integral she was for your success.
She was, She gave a lot. Strong woman, you know. I mean, coming to the States at a young age, not knowing the language, not knowing anything with three kids, it's a lot.
When did you come aboard at RO at the resort?
I came 2022, and maybe took 3 months. And then we opened the restaurant, but it was a lot of the good thing is that the infrastructure was there. We just had to figure out the food, you know, the menus, hiring the staff, you know, where we're kind of headed. And it was a beautiful project. It definitely means a lot to me being back in Napa. And obviously being able to get a Michelin star was such a highlight of my career.
Well, I think it's really cool that the Four Seasons went in this direction, that they didn't want another quote French restaurant or a strictly California cuisine. They were willing, I think, to go out on a limb and try something different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful. I mean, they took a chance on me, and I you know, every day that I still wake up, I don't, you know, I want to do right by that, and also the staff, right? Like the staff is very inspired, they're very excited, and we've, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody else about how much staff we've retained. Front of the house and back of the house, like they've been so committed to the vision and the excellence that I'm excited to have such a core team that it's super supportive of the vision.
The restaurant is Aro,
A-U-R-O
in Calistoga, and the cookbook, which came out last October, November or so?
September. 17th,
Just a couple of weeks ago, won the James Beard Award for best. Was it professional chef? Cookbook?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Just in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. It's the highest honor in the Beard Awards. Convivier, C-O-N-V-I-V-I-R, Modern Mexican Cuisine in California's Wine Country. Our guest today, Chef Rogelio Garcia. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy, you, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. Just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes. Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation online at drtomcosmetic.com.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and we'll greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following a relatively clear overnight, we can look to another sunny afternoon with daytime highs in the mid-80s. Later this evening, generally fair skies should leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. Things begin to cool down as early as tomorrow with temps in the low 80s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
To welcome Chef Rogelio Garcia to the KSRO kitchen this morning live. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. His restaurant, Aro, which is part of the Four Seasons Resort in Calistoga, the new cookbook, Convivio. It's not actually new. It's been out since September, but 2 weeks ago won the best cookbook in the professional chef category in Chicago at the prestigious James Beard Awards. John, you were mentioning about regenerative agriculture, ranching.
It's something that people talk a lot about, but I don't think we know what it means.
Yeah.
So what does it mean?
So, I mean, it's pretty much when you, when you raise cattle and it doesn't deplete the soil, right? And there's a way to kind of move them and let it grow. But it kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, sustainability making things better instead of worse, you know?
We have some writing in the cookbook about the importance of it from your point of view.
Right. And so, you know, when we were writing the book, we wanted to obviously hone in on the Mexican part of it, but also, Napa and just overall cooking has gone into a different direction.
And
right?
Do you try to source your beef locally?
We do as much as we can, but it's always... you know, we always try to figure out who has the best practices in what we do. And, you know, we're not, at least at the restaurant, you know, we're not trying to be the farmers, right? Because that's a completely different field. Mm-hmm. We're trying to be the chefs, the cooks, and people
responsible.
Right? Yeah. But let the professionals do that. So it's always great to connect with people who have great practices and use that. And then we are able to kind of collaborate with them on ingredients, sourcing, things like that.
The front of the book is stunning. Would you describe what this photograph is?
Yeah, so it's a huarache, So
could you spell it?
H-U-R-A-C-H-E.
Huaracha.
It's like a sandal.
It's a,
like
sandal.
A sandal.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's an oval shape. And it's pretty traditional, mm. right? Beans, there's chorizo, queso fresco, and then you always squeeze a little bit of lime for acidity. But it originates from Mexico City. So I was born in Mexico City, and it was super exciting to have something that's a symbol of a street food in Mexico City.
Is this a corn like tortilla? What
it is. It? It's a corn, but it's a little thicker. Some places press it just with the corn. Mm-hmm. Some actually fill it with beans and press it with the beans, and then you can see the specks of the beans in that, and then you kind of toast it. You can fry them to mm-hmm. make it a little crispier. Fillings over the top are endless. You can take it more of a Northern California with like mushrooms and mm-hmm. spinach, a little bit of, you know, aged pecorino, or you can do traditional as it is on the cover.
Wow. And yeah. what is it sitting on? It's like a shattered piece of pottery or something?
It is. I do got to give a shout out to NBC Pottery. They're in Angwin. Uh-huh. And I connected with them through the resort. They have, they've done a lot of work with the resort. And amazing team, Nikki. She did all the pottery for the book. So everything that you see there is out of her work.
It's really stunning.
Yeah. So, you can see the amount of people it takes and talent, you know, from the photography to the pottery to the writing, the publishers, all that together.
We're going to talk about a few more recipes after this break, but you also want to talk about your library series that you started doing. Was it in June or in May?
It started in June.
In June.
Yeah.
And why you're doing this and what your presentations are going to involve. You have one today we're going to tell our listeners about. And then you have another couple that are coming before the end of July or so, don't you?
I do.
Great.
So it's all
we'll talk about those when we come back.
Okay.
It's Rogelio Garcia in the Chaos Arto Kitchen with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner. And we're thrilled to celebrate not only the success of his new cookbook, Convivir, winning a James Beard Award, but also the success earning one Michelin star of his restaurant, where he is the chef at the Four Seasons Resort in Calistoga. And that's Aro, A-U-R-O. Back after this.
See website for details. BillsHappen.com is not a lender. It does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old. Not available in all states.
Honey, everything is so expensive, and our bills are piling up.
You're telling me credit cards are maxed out, rent is due, and the car payment's right around the corner. We need some extra cash.
We should do what my friend from work did. She went to BillsHappen.com and got the money she needed the next day.
Our credit is not great. Are you sure that would work for us?
BillsHappen.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with all credit types get up to $5,000.
Sounds like it's going to be a hassle.
My friend said it was super easy. She did it right from her phone during her lunch break.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan for up to $5,000, and your cash can hit your bank account the next day. BillsHappen.com's lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history.
Guess what? I went to BillsHappen.com, and we're getting our money tomorrow.
Wow, that's fast. Problem solved.
If you need extra cash, go to BillsHappen.com. That's BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com.
Hey there, Sonoma County residents. Are you or a loved one navigating the process of aging or living with a disability? We have some fantastic news for you. Introducing the 2025 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory, your go-to guide for support and services in Sonoma County, powered by Ungaro and Sons. Imagine having a roadmap right at your fingertips, connecting you to a wealth of resources designed to make life easier and more enjoyable. For information, go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
Starting your own business can be challenging, but Exchange Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Cameron Belvedere, branch manager at Exchange Bank, where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses to get started and keep growing. A small business loan from Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Alex Bowman from Bowman Sellers.
From business checking to merchant services and personalized loan support, Exchange Bank has everything I need in one place. Their online banking makes life way easier. And whether I'm expanding a service or just managing day-to-day operations, Exchange Bank is always there with a solution that works.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Visit exchangebank.com for more information. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
This week at MySonomaDeals.com, get a $100 gift certificate for just $50 to Saison Peruvian Cuisine and Deli in Santa Rosa.
Chef owner Jose Navarro blends the bold flavors of Peru with global techniques for a one-of-a-kind experience.
From seven kinds of ceviche to steaks, chicken, and fresh seafood, locally sourced whenever possible.
Don't miss their Chipino and seafood paella.
Grab your $100 gift certificate for $50 now at MySonomaDeals.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, picking any one or two or even three recipes out of this gorgeous book is going to be difficult, but a few things just jumped out at us as not only a lot of beautiful, but also very fun, and that's the summer pozole with scallops and corn, a perfect recipe for the middle of summer, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Easy to do or no?
Very easy. I love pozole, something that I ate as a kid in all through growing up. On summer and winter days on Sunday mornings, but I want to give it a little bit of a light twist, and I love seafood and I love scallops, so it's a little bit lighter, and it's paired with great local tequila.
Yeah, it's a hot hominy.
Yes,
hot, right?
Yes,
and then you have garnishes on the side.
Garnishes. This beautiful tomatillo, cilantro sauce, and then the beautiful scallops are seared over the top.
Beautiful. And this is really funny. You talked about this off the air. The Mexican wings, now that makes sense. You use some special seasonings that imply, but also with a verde goddess dressing.
Verde.
And I laughed out loud when I saw that. It was Green Goddess, wasn't it, John, developed in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've done a riff on it.
I have. It's a verde goddess. So heavy in cilantro, a little bit of a spice to it. Pretty much the same technique, but it's a take on what a green goddess dressing is.
Oh, I just think that's really cute.
It was an actor.
An actor.
That came up with the green goddess.
It was an actor. See?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because you were an aspiring
actor. There you go.
His name.
That's all we'll come up with. So that's something for you to explore.
I'm going to do
because
so.
Because of your early acting.
Your
aspirations as a high schooler.
That's right.
So would you talk about the Windsor Library? You're going up there right after the show at 2 o'clock. You've done a series of library presentations. And I must tell you, this has really knocked me out of my socks a few months ago when I got the library schedule and saw that you were going to be appearing this summer at different libraries. We don't see chefs of your caliber doing presentations at libraries.
Well, I just want to give back. I want to get the book out there. I think I've gotten a lot of support from not just Napa Valley, but all through Northern California. And the people that I connect with are people like me, and specifically the kids as well. I mean, it's not just the libraries. I mean, I've gone back to my high school. I've done continuation schools. I've done different other high schools. I'm working on going to juvenile halls and talking to kids, like that. I just feel something inside to just get it out there as much as I can. The book is going to be, it's here, but the momentum is now. And I think it's a good thing. Anybody can get inspired.
The format that you do a presentation? Are you going to do any cooking?
I'm going to do a demo. I'm actually going to do the cover of the book.
Oh,
so I'm going to do the Huarache today, and it's a small group, right? 20, 30 people, 40 maybe, but it's super exciting to connect with the communities and just say hi.
So at each library, do you do the same demo recipe?
These two I did, and then I'll switch it up. Whatever recipe I can find that would work well.
Wow.
But it's an hour. If you're in Windsor, come say hi. It starts at 2 p.m.
2 o'clock. Now, it is first come, first serve. It's not something you reserve in advance.
It is not.
Right.
So you do first come, first serve. It's about an hour presentation, and you can hear about the process of the book. You can ask questions. You can taste a little bite of the book. And
this would be so invaluable for young people.
Yeah.
And they're off on the summer break. They're wondering what to do. Is restaurant work for me? I just don't want to be, I'm not denigrating this, but a line cook for the rest of my life. That's going to be hard to thrive here in Sonoma County. Can I aspire to something greater than that?
Right.
And you're a perfect example of someone that's done this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long road for sure, but the restaurant industry, it's welcoming to everybody.
Yeah, there's opportunity.
For sure.
So this is at the Windsor Library. Do you have a list of other libraries where you're going to be appearing in the next month and a half or so?
Yeah, so I'm going to be July... So the next one's July 27th at Cloverdale. July 29th, Santa Rosa Library.
Oh, the downtown main library.
The downtown one, yeah. And then I'll go to Guerneville Library on August 3rd.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So lots of opportunity.
Great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And people can go to the Sonoma County Library site.
Right.
And all the info, all the events are listed then if they can't remember the story.
It is, correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No charge for that.
No charge.
And it's first come, first serve.
First
you
come,
don't have
first
to reserve in advance.
Right.
That's
and,
really great.
And I think there's copies of the book as well. So if you want to check it out and you want to buy one, there's copies.
Oh, and you'll sign it.
And I'll sign it.
Okay.
That's right.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Rogelio Garcia in just a couple minutes. His new book, Convivir, Modern Mexican Cuisine in California's Wine Country, came out last fall. But just 2 weeks ago, won the prestigious James Beard Cookbook Award for Best Professional Chef Cookbook of 2024 in that ceremony in Chicago, with Rogelio was there with his co-author, Andrea Johnson Gray. They were there to receive that award. Also, he's the executive chef for Auro, A-U-R-O. It's a one-star Michelin restaurant at the Four Seasons Resort in Calistoga, and you can check that out as well.
Thinking about selling your home? It's a big decision, but you don't have to navigate it alone. Contact Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team.
What's holding you back? A low mortgage rate? While rates may stay steady, your home's value has likely increased, meaning more equity to put toward your next move.
Not sure your house is ready to sell? Connect with us first, as local experts will help you focus on the right updates, increasing your ROI, saving you time, money, and effort.
Worried about finding your next home? There are multiple ways to make it happen. We'll find a solution that works for you.
When you have questions, we have answers. Let's chat. No obligation, just expert advice.
Selling Sonoma, Napa, Lake, Mendocino, and Northern Marin counties. Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team. Visit NormanHomeTeamWineCountry.com to get started. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty. Because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 01720334 and 02209237.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident. And we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Satare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Satare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
Listen to Dr. Walter Tom the first Thursday of the month on KSRO's Ask the Expert series from 12:30 to 1.
Dr. Walter Tom has been voted the best cosmetic surgeon every year since 2016.
His mission is to improve patient self-confidence by enhancing their self-image with advanced technology in a warm and safe environment. Listen to podcasts of the show on KSRO.com. Just click on Ask the Expert. Tune in the first Thursday of the month for Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed, or your money back. Save 40% your first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
With Rogelio Garcia joining Chef John Ash and me in the KS Auto Kitchen. John, you opened up to the page in the cookbook and you said this dish was my favorite dish that I've ever had in my life that I had in Santa Fe, New Mexico, correct?
There was, I think she's still there, a chef in Santa Fe who made this.
What is it? What is it?
It's called Molto Llenos. And it's duck. And
is it a breakfast dish?
Basically
a dish. Yeah. And on page 243, you have this recipe. Would you describe it for us?
I do. So I want to say that I love breakfast. I'm a breakfast guy. I can eat eggs any day. And what better way than in a casserole, or what you call cazuela. So this is beans, duck. There's a little bit of tortillas. And it's one pan, right? And then you just crack an egg over the top, and you almost bake it. So when you're baking it, all those flavors just kind of marinate, and you have this beautiful, bright, spicy red sauce over the top. One of my favorite things to eat. And you can do it with anything. You could add mushrooms. You can do no meat. You can do fish, shrimp, anything. But as long as it has that egg. It's incredible.
It's a gorgeous dish, and the cilantro sets off the egg so beautifully.
It does.
It's really a gorgeous recipe. Yeah. And
do you know what's so great is the choice of the dishes that are there. They're all rough.
Right. We wanted, Mexican cooking, I mean, it's all clay and ancient rock and... So that kind of stone where we wanted to kind of respect, but give it a little bit of hint of, elevate it, right? So, all those dishes are exceptional.
I know you get asked this all the time. We asked chefs, if you had to choose one recipe from your cookbook, is there one that really calls out to you? You said, there is one.
The tostada with tuna, avocado, and cilantro. I love tostadas. It's the texture of it is, I think there's nothing... better than when you bite into a crispy tortilla, right? It's almost toasted, it's so aromatic, salty, anything you can put on top, but it's incredible.
I must say, I wouldn't have thought to use as you do with the yellowfin tuna, the avocado, and cucumber.
Yeah,
I just think that's really a great idea. Radish, I could see possibly.
Yeah,
but this is a beautiful dish. And so these are not complicated, chef-y type.
No, not at all. We wanted to be able to have fun, but still challenge themselves. I think after the pandemic, a lot of people became cooks, and you've seen videos of sourdough and things like that, and that's why we have this, sourdough tortilla.
I never saw that in a recipe book.
So
do you actually have a sourdough starter?
We do have sourdough starter, and they're incredible because you get that beautiful sour tone to it, but they still puff up because of that fermentation.
That's really what you call it, a San Francisco sourdough tortilla, don't you? That's really cool. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, the recipes are beautiful. The restaurant I have not had a chance to visit, but it's certainly one.
All of them are.
All the recipes. Gorgeous. Well, I knew you would appreciate this, having written seven or eight cookbooks.
I know.
That the photography, the writing, the soul. The soul of the book.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. Thank you for coming in and visiting with us.
Thank you, guys. And I hope I see you in Calistoga soon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay. The restaurant is in Calistoga. Look it up, Auro, A-U-R-O. And also look for the book, Convivir, Modern Mexican Cuisine in California's Wine Country. And if you have the time and you're up in the Windsor area, check out Rogelio at 2 o'clock today. You'll be at the Windsor Library.
Correct.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll see you next week.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. K245DJ Petaluma, K278CD KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled today as airlines recover from the severe storms from yesterday. That's from the FAA and FlightAware. Atlanta is seeing the biggest disruptions. Delta Air.